Well, desalination of water is a complex problem that scientists have been trying to solve for decades now. And researchers from the University of Texas at Austin and Penn State say they've figured it out. For more now, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Manish Kumar. Thanks for joining us, Doctor.
Hi, how are you doing, Jennifer?
Doing well. So your research shows that an increase in efficiency of the desalination process by up to 40%. So what does that really mean in when we talk about access to clean water?
Yeah, that is actually pretty huge. So to back up a little bit, what we showed is that you can make membranes in a very rational manner. You can put it in the microscope and get a structure. And then you can change your chemistry, so you can tune it so that you are not designing membranes in the dark. And once you do that, you can hone in on a system that's the most effective for your particular application. So you can remove as much or as little salt as you want, because the more salt you remove, the more energy you have to put in. And if you can save 30-40%, there are a billion gallons or more treated per day, billions of gallons treated per day through these membranes. So you can reduce energy by quite a lot if you can do that.
It seems like this has really been a topic that scientists and doctors have been trying to figure out for years, right?
Yes. So the first membrane was made actually in UCLA in the 1960s. And we've been after trying to think about how water moves in these membranes, how you could make it more efficient for since then, so 40, 50 years.
So where will these innovations be implemented? I mean, where could they be the most needed?
Yeah, so there's debate about this. So in California, desalination, seawater desalination is an emerging topic. Seawater desalination is a good application of these membranes, and it's already being used in Carlsbad in the big desalination facility that they built there. More so, though, is it's in the water reuse area. When you recycle water, the last step is typically reverse osmosis, where you remove whatever else is left in the water. After you remove microbes and other contaminants, there's some small contaminants that are remaining, so use reverse osmosis even in wastewater recycling. And California is a leader in wastewater recycling, and there are many plants across the state. So this could have a pretty large impact on that. So all you do is swap out the membranes with better membranes and design better membranes for doing wastewater recycling, seawater desalination, brackish water treatment, groundwater treatment.
So how does it factor into climate change when we're talking about the environment, other climate-related emergencies?
Yeah, so there are two aspects to this. So if you use less energy, we produce less greenhouse gases. The second aspect is we have our water situation is very fluid because of climate change. We have so much change in access to water, and it changes rapidly because of fire events and droughts. So this kind of technology makes it possible for communities to be self-sustainable. So you don't have to transport water over very long distances as you do in California. You can have your own recycled water supply, and you can use your own brackish water from your own area, or even do seawater desalination. So this provides a robust, local, distributed water supply.
Yeah, something we desperately need. All right, Doctor, thanks so much for joining us. It's Dr. Manish Kumar. He's an associate professor in environmental and water resources engineering.